Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, your daily guide to blazing a trail through life's twists and turns. You know that feeling, right? That little voice in your head whispering doubts, questioning your decisions, making you second-guess yourself. Self-doubt. It's the uninvited guest at every success party, always lurking around the corner ready to derail our dreams before they even take flight. But listen up, because today we're tackling this beast head-on. We're talking about overcoming self-doubt and building unshakable confidence. Because trust me, when you silence that inner critic and let your true potential shine, the world becomes a whole lot brighter. So, strap in, get ready to ditch those limiting beliefs, and let's embark on this journey together. Here are 5 key takeaways that will empower you to rewrite your self-doubt narrative. First things first, recognize your thoughts aren't facts. Ever heard the saying, just because you think it, doesn't mean it's true? It rings especially true when it comes to self-doubt. Those negative thoughts can feel so real, so powerful, but they're just that, thoughts. They don't define your worth or determine your future. Think of it like this. You wouldn't believe everything you read in the comment section online, right? So why give those self-critical voices any more power than a random troll on the internet? Challenge them. Ask yourself, is there real evidence to support this thought? Or, what would I say to a friend who had this thought? Quote, quote, dot. Second, celebrate your wins, big and small. We often get so caught up in chasing the next goal, the next milestone, that we forget to appreciate the victories along the way. But every little step forward is a testament to your resilience and progress. Take time to acknowledge those achievements, no matter how seemingly insignificant they may seem. That positive reinforcement builds momentum and fuels your confidence for bigger challenges. Remember that feeling of pure joy when you finally mastered a new skill? Or the satisfaction of completing a difficult task? Don't let those moments slip by unnoticed. Savor them. Let them fuel your belief in yourself. Third, step outside your comfort zone. I know, that sounds terrifying. But here's the thing. Growth happens when you challenge yourself, when you push beyond what feels familiar and safe. Think of it like this. If you always stay within your comfort zone, you're essentially living in a cage of your own making. It might feel secure, but it limits your potential. Take calculated risks, embrace new experiences, and learn from every stumble along the way. Each time you face a fear and come out stronger on the other side, your confidence grows exponentially. Number 4. Surround yourself with positive influences. You know that saying, you are the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with. It's so true. The energy and beliefs of those around us have a profound impact on our own mindset. So, cultivate relationships with people who uplift you, inspire you, and believe in your dreams. Limit your exposure to negativity. Those naysayers and energy vampires can drain your confidence faster than you can say, self-doubt. Remember, your tribe matters. Choose wisely. And finally, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, just like you would be to a close friend going through a tough time. Everyone makes mistakes, everyone experiences setbacks, it's part of the human experience. Instead of beating yourself up over imperfections, acknowledge them, learn from them, and move forward with grace. Think of it this way. You wouldn't berate a child for tripping and falling, right? So why do we treat ourselves so harshly? Offer yourself the same kindness, understanding, and support that you would extend to someone you love. Now, let's paint a picture with a relatable example. Imagine you're standing at the edge of a stage, ready to give a presentation to a room full of people. Your heart is racing, your palms are sweating, and that inner critic is screaming doubts in your ear. What if I forget my lines? What if they think I'm stupid? This is a disaster waiting to happen. But here's the thing, you've prepared for this moment. You've practiced your presentation countless times. You know the material inside and out. And deep down, you have something valuable to share with the audience. Take a deep breath, acknowledge those feelings of nervousness, it's completely normal. But then, gently redirect your thoughts. Remind yourself of your strengths, your preparation, and the positive impact your message will have. Step onto that stage with confidence, knowing that you've got this. So, remember, overcoming self-doubt is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, moments of doubt, and times when you feel like giving up. But keep practicing these strategies. Challenge those negative thoughts, celebrate your wins, step outside your comfort zone, surround yourself with positivity, and treat yourself with kindness. And most importantly, never stop believing in yourself. You are capable of achieving incredible things. Don't let self-doubt dim your light. Let it fuel your fire, push you beyond your limits, and inspire you to become the best version of yourself. Keep blazing that trail, my friends. I'll be right here with you every step of the way. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.